Okay, continuing, Derech Hashem, Chelek Dalid, Perek Hey, a new Perek, Be'inyan HaTzfilah. So this is a fascinating Perek, it's a short Perek, we'll see if we'll get the whole thing done tonight. And here, the Ramchal talks about not only Shemoneh Esrei, but on the whole Inyan of Tzfilah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the opportunity and a mitzvah to come and daven and request things from Him. And the question is, what's the purpose? We've talked about this numerous times. What's the purpose of tefillah? It's very possible, and I think probable, because it sounds familiar, that when we learned Shari Avay the last year, and in his parak on tefillah that we did, it's very, I think he quoted a few of the pieces from this parak. Not the whole thing, a few of the pieces from this parak. So what's the point? What's the point of tefillah? Why do we have to daven? So he says as follows: Inyan tefillah hu kinei min astarim shesidra chachma al yainahu. The first reason he's going to give is a reason that's built on what the entire sefer of Derech Hashem is built on for the inyan of tefillah, and that is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu set up a system. The entire Derech Hashem is based on the concept that there is a system of HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into place, and there's certain hashpois, as we've been talking about, and you activate them, and you initiate them, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, to be mashpia, but He wants us to start it. So He says, Kinei min astarim shesidra chachma yenu sheliyois hanivroim mekablim shefa mimenu yisbarach, that since creations, they receive this shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzaruch sheis oiru heim elav. So the first thing is they have to awaken themselves towards Him, v'yiskarvulai, and they have to become close to Him, v'yavakshu panav, and they have to seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face. So tefillah is hiskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah is b'makam karban. Karban is a lashon also of hiskarvus, karev, you come close, you connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So through tefillah, a person becomes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uchafi sayrusam lai, excuse me, ken yimashach aleim shefa. And according to how much they're misoyrer, according to these oyrus, so then, that's how much the shefa will come down. Vim lo yisoyru lo yimashach lahem. But if they're not misoyrer, so then, it will not come down. The Shefa will not come down. Now he points out here, that doesn't mean to say that the world will stop to exist and the person won't get his life and his parnasa and things like that. You see people don't daven and it still happens. So the answer is, he says here on the Rebbe Chaim Freelander says, Kleimer lo yimashich le mikayach ha-tfila. In other words, it won't happen through tfila. I, they're mekabel the shefa anyways. Sometimes there's other reasons why they get it. Schusavus, or other reasons for it. Or there's different amounts that a person could get of shefa, that perhaps he needs the tefillah to get that extra, more than the schusavus, or more than the minimum, or more than the klal. Sometimes a person's part of the klal. So if the klal is getting the shefa, he also gets the shefa. There might be other reasons that the person's receiving it, but there's a certain shefa that comes through the Kayach HaTzvilah that the Ramchal says that you only get that according to how you daven. And if you daven, and if you don't, it doesn't happen. B'nei Adin Baruch Hu Chafetz V'roitze Shetirba Toivas Bruha B'chol Zmaneim. So you'll ask, L'chayra, so, okay, why is it a mitzvah then to daven? L'chaira, if it's up to me, because I need my whatever I need, so whenever I decide that I need the shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll go daven to Him. If I don't want it, I don't want to daven, I don't want anything, so I won't daven. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it a mitzvah for us to come daven. You know, He commanded us to come activate the shefa. So why is that? If it's all tully in us, so why don't we have the option? So says the Ramchal, because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chafetz v'roitze, He desires and He wants. Shetirba toivas bruha b'chol zmanem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mative to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to constantly in all times give us a shefa of toiva. So therefore, because he wants to do it, he made it a mitzvah for us to daven. Ki'ilu, almost we're doing him the favor. We're doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu the favor. He wants to be able to give. However, the system is, we have to activate it. So memela, that when we go and daven, and Hashem wants us to daven, so then we are being memala his ratzain of him being able to give taiva to Klal Yisrael. And really, the Chinuch writes in the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon that he writes that ba'isa mida, in the amount and the measure that we're makar, that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mida, in that measure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a person bracha. And he writes, v'yushlam cheftzai shu chofetz lehetiv. And when you go and you're able to activate that shefa, so you are now completing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon that he wants to be meitiv to Klal Yisrael, and this into people. And that's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'ave l'tfilosan shel tzadikim. Why is he mis'ave l'tfilosan shel tzadikim? The pshat is because he wants to be meitiv. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's whole ratzon in creating this world is to be meitiv, and he wants us to give him that chance. So memela, since he wants us to be able to give him that chance to be meitiv, he made it a mitzvah for us. It's not really up to us anymore. Avada, it's dependent on us. When we ask for the shefa, like he said, that's how it's going to come. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants so much for it to happen that he commanded us to do it. Now, how much the shefa is, again, is dependent on our kavana and our tefillah and all these things, but that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So therefore, every single day, continues the Ramchal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you have to do this avodah, shal yada yimashich lam shefa atzlacha v'abracha, through it, they'll be able to draw the shefa of atzlacha, kefi ma shem tzrichel, mefi matzovam zeh b'zeh oylam, kefi what people need and what they need in this world. So that is the Ramchal Dika, Derech Hashem, Yisoid of what the Kayach HaTzvila is. The Netziv talks about this in Parshas Bereishis as well, that v'odam ayin lavedes hadama, it says over there, and Rashi says, that there's nobody to daven for the Geshamim, ain't Adam makir taiva, Tevasan, so Rashi says, Adam came and he was mispalo. Tvila, the Rabbi Nisham set up a system. This is one mahalach in the Indian of why we have to daven if Hashem knows everything. And that is that Kadosh Baruch Hu set up a system and the system needs activation. And the Ramchal is just telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it a mitzvah because he wants so much for us to do it so he could be meitiv, so therefore he made it a mitzvah. But now he continues and he says something brand new. V'amnam. There's more depth in this. V'hu, ki nei Adam Baruch Hu nosan l'Adam deya liyos minag atzmai b'ilamoi b'seichel v'svuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person deya, knowledge, gave him das, to be able to be minag atzmai b'ilamoi, to conduct himself in this world b'seichel, with intelligence, uvitvuna, with understanding, vehemis hamasalav liyos mifakeach al tzrochav kulam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on man the burden of taking care of his own needs. In other words, he has to be in charge of taking care of his own needs. Vo'inyan hazeh miyusar al shnei sharoshim. Now, there's two reasons, says Ramchal, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that a person has the seichel, he's in charge of his life, he has to take care of himself. If he doesn't take care of himself, nobody's going to take care of him. There's two reasons for this. One is because of the honor and stature of a person. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him this intelligence and this wisdom that he should be able to guide himself in an appropriate way. A person has das. That's different than all other brias. A person has das, and he's able to go and earn his own parnasa. He's able to take care of himself. And the Ramchal is telling us a chiddush. And the Reb Chaim Friedlander points this out. Zelich voidish al adam, Reb Chaim Friedlander says. It's for the covet of the person that he should be atzmoy, he should be independent. He's not soymech al shulchan acherim. He's not dependent on anyone else. It's up to him. He has the seichel to go earn his own living. He doesn't have to be dependent. The child is dependent on the parent. They can't go and earn their own living. But a person becomes an adult, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man the seichel, he's not dependent on anyone but himself. And that's for the chashivas of a person, he's saying. Li kari shel adam v'chashivusai. It's the covet and the chashivas of a person. So that's number one. Number two, v'hasheni liyos loy esek bo'ilam v'li kosher b'inyanav. The second reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that a person should have an esek ba'olam. He should be involved in this world. He should be involved in olam hazeh v'li kosher b'inyana. And he will be connected and tied and bound to the inyanim of olam hazeh. A person is supposed to live like a person in olam hazeh. So it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants people to live in Olam HaZeh. He wants us to be involved in Olam HaZeh. We have to be involved in working and plowing and planting and earning a living, in eating and drinking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us involved in Olam HaZeh. Not just like a malach transplanted into Olam HaZeh and see how you work yourself out over here. We have to be involved in Inyani Gashmiim. Vizeh mimashe mekaimai b'matzovi anoshish zacharnu l'maylo. And this is what he talked about this in Chelek Aleph, which is really how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the system of a person. Hashem wants the matzav of a person to be in a world of chol, that we have to be involved. He doesn't expect us to be malachim, adarabba. We have to be involved in olam hazeh. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. He wanted us to be in Olam HaZeh. And the reason is because he wants us to have nisyonos and to be able to choose. To be able to choose to do the right thing. But if you're in this world of Olam HaZeh, but you have no shaychus to the Olam HaZeh, so then it's easier to make your choices. But what happens if you're in Olam HaZeh and you are so dependent on Olam HaZeh? You can't live as a malach in Olam HaZeh. You have to eat, you have to drink, you have to sleep. You have to be involved in Olam HaZeh. And when you're involved in something, so you become entangled in it. You become connected to it. So now your nisyonos become much harder. Now then you have to choose to either do tov or ra, or to take the chol and turn it into kodesh to sanctify it. It's a much harder thing because you're all wrapped up in it. It's all part of it. You're not just living, happens to be floating through this world and make your decisions. You're all part of it. This is part of your world. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chelek Aleph, the Ramchal says, part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we said this before, in his will to be meitiv, he wants us to be able to enjoy connection to him, but he wants us to earn it. He wants us to earn it. It shouldn't be nama de kisufa, that we're just getting a free lunch. So he put us in this world to be able to earn it. And the way he put us in this world to be able to earn it is, he put us as people in a physical world. And our job in this physical world is to make the right decisions, to use the gashmiest olam hazeh, sanctify it, use it for mitzvahs, be mekadesh it, use it to grow. And that's how a person will earn his own schar, and he will elevate, as we've said, everything around him and himself and the entire Bria. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. When that whole Bria is elevated, so then we will have earned the schar of connecting and benefiting and basking in the aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
But at the same time, there's still a string connected to Shemayim, like he started off saying. We can't do this on our own.
Right, 100%, 100%, 100%. So let's see how he's going to develop this. On one side he says, the neshama coming down to this world as a person is a very big yirida. It's a big yirida to come down to this world. But it's a yirida that's necessary, because through the yirida, it's going to cause an aliyah. Going to cause an aliyah, because when the neshama, and the Ramchal talked about this, I think Chelek Aleph also, when the neshama is going to go back in Olam Haba, the neshama goes back with the guf. It's not just the neshama. It's a neshama and a sanctified guf. It's a different metzias. It becomes, the neshama could only earn its schar together with this shutvis of the guf. This guf, this gashmias, it needs it. So the neshama is coming down, and it's a big yirida. Neshama's ruchnias coming down into a body, into olam hazeh. but the potential of what's going to happen when they actually do their mission, it's goyrim and ilui kimavur b'chelek rishay. V'ulam kimoyishi rida zumitz terechas lelefin yonei b'olam hazeh. He says, but there's a big danger here. There's a very big danger. Because even though this Yerida is necessary, but he has to make sure not to overdo it here in Olam Hazeh, because if you overdo it in Olam Hazeh, the more you get entangled in Olam Hazeh, your whole point here is for the Neshama to come down to become brighter through earning its schar in Olam Hazeh with the connection to the guf. But the more it gets involved in Olam Hazeh, the problem is it gets entangled in Olam Hazeh, so it becomes distance from the R and things get darker. So there's a very fine line and a balance here of what to do. So the Ramchal says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has prepared for this. There's something to solve this problem. And that is that before a person gets involved in Olam Hazeh, the first thing is Yaktim Adam v'yiskarev. He should be mekarev himself, v'yamay lefanav yisparach, and stand in front of him. In other words, the only way a person is able to be ensured that throughout his day he will not become too involved in Olam Hazeh and fall prey to the gashmias of Olam Hazeh is if in the morning he stands up and he gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zereishis klali v'ikari l'chol hishtadlusai. This is first and foremost for any hishtadlus that the person's doing. The whole day is a day of hishtadlus, of being involved in Olam Hazeh, trying to earn a living, doing what we have to do. So the first thing you do is you daven, you get close to Hashem, you connect to Him. Ad shekasher yimashech achar kach b'shar darche hishtadlus, shem darche hishtadlus ho anoishi. And you'll notice, he's calling davening hishtadlus. That's part of hishtadlus. You're making an effort. So the first thing is, when you make an effort, is you make an effort that should be a successful day. The successful day is daven. After that, when you're going to go to your other methods of hishtadlus, which are man hishtadlus, hishtadlus hanushi, lo yikre shiistabech vishtaka begufnes v'chamrius. So now you've already fortified yourself, you've protected yourself, because you've charged up your neshama, you've charged up your whole identity. There's two reasons why a person gets stuck in gashmias of Olam Hazeh. I say two reasons, two inyanim. Number one is, the first problem is, when a person works, he comes to say, I'm the one who earned the living, I did everything here. So if a person comes, has to daven first, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has to put things in perspective that I'm not the one in charge here, so that saves him from the kaychi vayitzim yadi, asali asachay lazeh. But here, the Ramchal is mechadish, there's something else over here. There's another sakana, and the sakana is becoming too migushim, too physical, too stuck and involved in this physical world that draws you away from ruchnius. And that, says the Ramchal, you know what the Eitzah is? In the morning, first get close to ruchnius, get close to Hashem, connect to Hashem. So then, even though you're not going to be in that same connection, you're not davening the whole day, you're going to work. But you've already protected yourself through that hiskarvus, that when you go through your day, you don't have to worry as much about being stuck in the mud and being dragged through the mud of chumrias and being entangled in it. Kevin shekvar hikdim mitala kol bo yisbarach. V'loy tia yiridosa yirida rabba. So therefore, when he goes down, meaning earning the living, being involved in Olam Hazeh, that's Yerida for the Shama, but it's not going to be such a sharp drop. He will always be able to rely on this tikkun that he started. So therefore, he's saying a big chiddush over here. He's saying a big chiddush, that a person in the morning when you're davening, you're doing, number one, this is the start of your hishtadlus of the day. Part of going to work during the day and being involved in chumrias is that you first start your morning with a tefillah. Connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, involving yourself in ruchnias, getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a shmirah, that when the person has to be involved in this world, he has this shmira that he's not going to get too stuck in it.
Interesting. The neshama has absolutely no koyach connected to the book. It doesn't stand a chance. The way we understand physical,
right?
Neshama has no... If I want to go outside and do an avera, the neshama does not have its own koyachas to stop me from going. I have to work on myself to make sure I don't want to.
Well, the neshama is going to be the one who's sending you the message, this is not good for you. The Smag writes in the Hakdama to Mitzvah Saseh, he says that a person's made up of a neshama and a guf. The guf is telling him, do everything you want, enjoy yourself. And the neshama is telling him, that's not what you're here for. And there's a mechama gedayla going on entire life of a person, and no one will know which one of them were victorious till he comes up to din lemaila. So the neshama is the yetzer tayv that's telling you the whole time, don't do it. It can't stop you.
If somebody wants to eat treif, the neshama is not going to stop his hand from doing that.
So the neshama is going to stop his seichel from doing it. He's going to try. The neshama is going to try to stop his seichel from stopping him from doing it. That's the Yetzer Tov of the person trying to stop him. Yeah, the Yetzer Hara and the Guf is a home field advantage they have over here in this world. That's another part of the problem is that a Guf in Olam Hazeh is connected to each other. Gashmias and Gashmias connect to each other. It's a very hard thing. But the Neshama has that power and to try to get the message through.
But the Neshama only has that power if the person works on himself.
100%. Because that's the problem. Correct. Right.
So the neshama really doesn't stand a chance if the goof doesn't want to listen. If you can say such a thing.
Right. If you could say such a thing. Because then the goof needs the neshama too. They both need each other, right? They both need each other to exist.
Right. Yeah, but the neshama can't stop the goof from going outside and doing myself.
Right. Well, it could send it a message, right? I hear what you're saying. I hear. Yeah. Okay, v'hine hayamechasta yisbarach losis l'adam mokem sheyiskarav lo yisbarach. The chesed of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem gave a person a place to come close to Him. Af al pi shekavi matzava yativi nimsei rochek minar u'meshuka b'choyshech. Now there's another aspect to this. He's saying you don't have to be on the highest madrega to connect to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. A person in his matzav ativi, his natural state, he's nimsa rochek minar meshuka b'choyshech, and yet Hakadosh Baruch Hu bechaste gave every person a mokoim to get close to Him. V'hainu shenasalai reshus sheyamay lefanav v'yikra b'shmai. He gave him reshus to stand in front of him and to call his name. Reb Chaim Friedlander says, Mashalamah davar daima. He says, a person does a chesed with the king. So what does the king do? The king tells him that if you ever need anything, I'm giving you my private number. You don't have to go through anybody else. No secretaries, no nothing. You don't have to be... You have my private number, you could always get through to me. Skulas HaTvila is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us His private number. We are direct to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter who you are, where you are, and what you are. No matter how far away you are, really, from being Roy, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person is so entrenched in the darkness, in the Teva, in the Gashmias. But every morning, a person could come and connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a direct line. And not only that, V'yikra b'shmoy. He says, Reb Chaim Friedlander says, that normally you have a very chash of a person, you can't call him by his first name, unless you happen to be very close with him. Very close with him, you could call him by his first name. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us reshus to use his name, likroy b'shmoy. And not only that, when we use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's different shemas, every shame is representative of a certain midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Anhaga, there's Kel, there's Rachum, there's Elikim, there's Hayaviyah, there's Adnos, all of these names that we're using, we're so to speak, being Ma'ira HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give us a shefa through those names. He says, you think it's a Pella, he says. He's a Pella. What kind of chutzpah do we have, Kiilu, to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu an Eitzah? Hashem, you know, use this name to help us out. Hashem, do this. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that to happen. So He gave us the Rishus, no matter where we are, we have a direct line, Shiyam Lefanov, V'yikra V'shmoy, V'z Yisala Min HaShiflus, Asher Loi B'chukai, L'fi Shah. And then for a small amount of time, you've been elevated from where you were on your low down madrega. Asher b'chukai, where you are, Taka. That's your madrega is not a madrega to be standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Malchi Amlachim, you're a person, you're an Eilam Hazeh. Hashem gave everyone the reshus to elevate themselves and connect. V'yimtza mekoyrev lefanov. And once you're close, umashlich alav yahavai. Throw your load on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a munah mitachan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give it over to him. V'nezeh choymer ha-tfilah. And that's why tefillah is so chomer. She'osr lehafzik baklal. We're talking about this in Chayadam on Shabbos. In the different madregas of davening. There's Til Baruch Shamar, right, you're allowed to be mafsik for a tzairach. From Baruch Shamar to Birchus Kriyashma. Kriyashma till Shemane Esrei. Shemane Esrei, Yo'ayim lefnei HaMelech, also lafsik baklal. Minei ha-yoyis ba'odam, mikur v'gedai lov yisparach. That shows that the Chayadim says we go from Madrega to Madrega in the davening. And when you're at the last point, you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein sudar boi ha-yipater b'saifa. And he says, unbelievable thing here, he says. So that's why, what happens when you finish davening? She'yelech la'achara achayrav shalosh p'siyas. You got to walk back 3 steps. V'hushuv ha'adam al-matzai v'hatmidi. That's going back into the world. That's going back into the Gashmias world. You've been out of the Gashmias world as you davened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've been out of your own madrega. You're not in the madrega, you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can't stay there forever. You got to be back in your world. That's what the tafkid of a person is. So you walk back 3 steps to go back to your normal matzav. He says, that's why we find Chasidim HaRishonim, they would wait an hour before davening, then they would daven for an hour, and then they would wait another hour. So what's that last hour for? The first one, I understand, you got to prepare. You prepare to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you can finally get close. But what's this last hour? The teretz is for them to come back into Eilam HaZeh. It took them an hour to come back. Shoah Achas, it took them to come back down from the world of Tefillah to be able to live in this world. So that's what we do. We do it in a small amount of time, in 3 steps. 3 steps, you're going back into this world. But in that time of davening, you were in a different world. V'amnam haydiyuna chachamenu zichreinu livrocha atzunayim apratim hatzrichim lislavis ala tefillah lahashlim inyana. Bein b'mashe negeh ala kirvus hazoi shezacharnu, bein mashe negeh ala mshachas ha'ashbois. Chazal gave us all different halachas. There's halachas of how you daven. There's halachas of what you say, what you don't say, when you can be master. There's all different types of halachas. The Chachamim gave us all the details that we need for tefillah. No matter what tefillah is, whether it's the kirva that we're saying because you're connecting, or whether it's the hashba that we started it with, and according to all the rules, that's the rules of it. But the idea of tefillah is, number one, to start the shefa, and number two, to connect. And when you connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're setting up yourself as a protection for the entire day. And let's just finish this up. B'nei kol zeh shebi'arnu ad heina, b'kriya shema v'tefillah hu l'fi inyan ha-mitzvah sa'ela k'fi ma'sha'in. He says, everything we talked about till now are really the aside of the mitzvahs. Amnam oyit sidru lanu misadri ha-tefillah ha-seda ha-roi l'hashem gan ba'ad avoydas ha-karbonas ha-chaser mimenu ato. After Chor B'meis HaMikdash, Tefillah took out a second oifen. There's a second part of Tefillah, it's Keneged Karbonis. V'hum HaShem Itztarech L'Vichidush Kol Yoy Me'ayomim K'fi Chukos HaZman M'chol Chalokov V'yivar Perek Abol L'Fanein M'siyata D'Shmaya. This is the Akdama to the next Perek, where we're going to see how it took over the Avoidus HaKarbonis for things that are necessary every single day. But the Chiddush over here, in this Perek, the Ramchal is telling us that a person starts his day with Tefillah, because tefillah is the protection that when you're going to get involved in the rest of your day of ishtadlus and Eilam Hazeh, you won't be stuck there. You won't be entangled there. You won't be pulled down too much from there. It's our protection. When you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're in a different world. You step 3 steps back. You're going back to your world. But you're coming back a different person, a protected person. And Bez Hashem will continue next week.